位听众大家好，我是 Education Plus 项目组的成员悠悠，欢迎收听本期 Education Plus 播客频道。新能源一直是全球关注的热点，从最初倡导的低碳生活、开发可再生能源，到新能源汽车的兴起，再到计划实现碳达峰、碳中和目标等等，如何促进人类与自然的和谐相处是永恒的话题。那新能源在职业教育领域的应用是怎样的？什么是绿色技能？什么是绿色职业？怎样看待后疫情时代相关领域的发展？今天我们非常荣幸邀请到德国 LifeSolar 公司联合创始人兼 CEO Michael Dietrich 先生，以及深圳风向标教育资源股份有限公司董事长兼总监王玉彪先生做客 Education Plus 播客频道，以德国企业与中国企业的双重视角聚焦绿色技能教育与人才培养，让我们欢迎他们的到来。Hello Michael。
Hello Miss Yoyo。 Hello from Germany。
Hello David。
Hello Yoyo。 Hello Michael。
Hello Mr. David。 Hello
Welcome to our Education Plus podcast channel. It's so glad to have you both here today.非常感谢二位百忙之中抽出时间同我们一起做客这期播客。Before we get into the topic, I would like to ask Michael and David to have a brief introduction to our audiences. 那在正式进入我们的访谈话题之前呢，我想请 Michael 和 David 向我们的听众朋友简单介绍一下他们自己。So shall we start from Michael?
Yes.
Shall we?Yes, so could you please brief introduce your professional background and some information about LifeSolar?
Yeah, thank you. At first, thank you that I'm being here and thank you for the invitation to hold the interview and make this podcast today with our friendly partner, Mr. David Wang from company FXB. And also thank you to you, Ms. Yoyo, to handle and manage this interview.About my background and about LifeSolar, LifeSolar is a company what is focused in new energy and sustainable technology in education and training, especially for the TVET sector. And we are now in a market since around 20 years. I found the company in the year 2003 as a spin-off of the Technical University in Dresden. And now since...Around 20 years, we are a global hidden champion in our product range with around 60 countries what we address with our products. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about new energy sources, that is, of course, not only photovoltaic, that's mean solar energy or wind energy and thermal energy, also oldest new energy source, hydropower, to make energy from water.No, that's also topics like what is smart grids, that mean intelligent electric grids, or how to work with fuel cell and hydrogen solution, electric mobility, that means how works electric cars, which kind of batteries you use in electric cars, or also biofuels or bioenergy, that means how you produce in a good way and fast way biomass.And can also reduce this biomass. Mm-hmm. And when you're asking me about my professional background, mm-hmm. and I was thinking about this question, yeah, of course, just now in a short minute. Mm-hmm. And myself, I am not a technician. I'm coming from the media business. I have a professional as a publishing house manager. Now let me think about it. It's now, oh my God, around 30 years ago.A long time, but in the new energy, and I have a passion for new energy and passion for education since around now 20 years, mm-hmm. as a self-made and autodidactic person who coming to this topic because that it's for me one of the key topic as a two very major topics what we have, so that's mean new energies, what we need, nobody anywhere orAnybody in the world, nobody will say that new energy are not important. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, it was another case. When you're going and talking with people, especially from the energy sector, they're talking photovoltaic make no sense. But just as since 10 years around, I would like say more and more the focus changed from a nice to have technology, just now new energy in all colors is a must have. And when we talk about education and training, it is similar situation in all development countries in the world. Also in China, that more and more you need a really high demand of educated and well-trained people. And that is also a point why we cooperate with company FXP, because they are very known in China with her professional service and products, and we are proud to be together. Sorry, too much.
Oh, it's all right. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. So it's David Tung, okay? David, 您是否也可以让听众朋友了解您多一些，就是关于您的职业经历啊，以及风向标在职业教育领域的国际合作项目？
好的，大家好，悠悠好，还有麦克好。我们的风向标教育自由股份有限公司呢，02年建立，到目前为止也是20年了。我们是一家从事职业教育的一家企业，主要是为高职类的和中职类的院校提供教学设备、教学课件、教学资源的。那我们的产品呢，销往国内3000多所院校，国际呢差不多50多个国家、300个学校。那我本人呢，毕业89年毕业清华大学汽车系，95年呢硕士毕业清华大学汽车制造专业。毕业以后呢，在内蒙古工大呢做了2年教师，以后呢就受雇于这个奔驰有限公司做技术服务经理，做了3年。后在这个 Buick 就是别克汽车服务有限公司做了3年的 4S 店。那么接着呢就在斯柯达的中国区做技术经理，做了4年。从2002年就开始自己创业，创立了这个风向标教学自由股份有限公司。那么为了推广我们的业务，我们在这个国际上与德州大学、与德莱斯顿工业大学、泰莱大学、慕尼黑工业大学、英国亚伯大学、都柏理工大学、首都大学等国际高校合作，进行我们的教学设备、教学课件还有教学软件的开发。那么我们为了推广我们的产品，响应我们国家的一带一路的政策，我们把我们的产品销售德国、荷兰、加拿大、以色列、新加坡、印度、泰国、马来西亚等50多个国家、300多所学校。所以呢，在此非常高兴有机会在这个平台上和大家见面。
嗯，谢谢 David。 我看您之前是做老师，然后应该算是弃文然后从商了，对吗？开始自己创业了。
是这样。
好 OK, then Michael, you are originally from Germany, right? And running a German company, and David is from China. I'm so curious about the story, how you guys get to know each other and how Lexel and FXB coming together.
Yeah, thank you for this question, Ms. Yoyo. When I'm correct, remember, I met Mr. David on an exhibition in World Didact, that is a special exhibition for global education market in Bangkok, Thailand. I believe it was, 2022, maybe 2016, around like that. And I saw him on my booth. Yeah, we had a small box of 2 square meters, and I was surprised that David was watching my products and my booth, because we was really small in this on this exhibition. Yeah, it is not our home country that we have a bigger presentation. And yeah, and then we starting conversation, and David invited me to his own booth of FXB, and that was a really big one and a very nice design. And I think, oh yes, nice. I would like that the same. And then we starting a conversation, and he asked me, "You have take the phones?" And I remember I was before on an exhibition in Egypt, and I met a company and a woman from competitor of Mr. David, and we already changed the numbers per WeChat. And then I was sitting with Mr. David together, and he say, "Oh wow, you have WeChat on your phone." And I say, "Of course, it is necessary in China."
Yeah.
I need to talk. And I remember really the situation that he was really surprised that I used WeChat, and he asked me spontaneously, "You would like visit maybe FXB in China?" And I say, "Why not? I'm just now in Bangkok, and from Bangkok to Shenzhen, it's more shorter ways than from Shenzhen to Dresden, to Germany." And From this point of view, it was a very short and close way. And mm-hmm. I accept invitation. And immediately after the exhibition, I make my first trip to Shenzhen. And mm-hmm. it was really a great and perfect impression of this product range, what FXB represents, especially in automotive training systems. And also this immediately very close and nice connection to the staff of FXB, as with the chief development manager and colleague who support us and me. Mm-hmm. And also this connection link, what I like of FXB and to the major brands in the industry sector, so like this famous BYD company, or of course also German company Volkswagen, what is was for me very easily to understand that FXB, it can be for us a very great partner. And after this meeting and many other meetings, Mr. David also coming to Dresden, and we have a very nice and impressive time together. He visits some research institutes and see how special, as my home province, where we live in Saxony. However, that is East Germany, and we are a typical old industry region with, or was a typical old industry region with a lot of mineries, coal mineries. Mm-hmm. And since 20, 30 years, we changed the industry sector to clean energy. Mm-hmm. And we are now one of the major hubs for new energy research activities and also for electric mobility manufacturing, with Volkswagen have the first manufacturing for electric cars here in our city, and also BMW is close to us, and Porsche have electric manufacturing in this province. Mm-hmm. And the connection link more deeper, and yeah, from both sides we coming together. I'm also have the possibility can give the network of Mr. David's team and his customer and deeper view about solutions from Germany, with this very nice domestic meetings what he each year made in the springtime. Yeah, and also I think, I don't know, Mr. David, you remember we have also a table tennis match, and I think you was also surprised. Also I don't remember who wins. I think it was Mr. David. that was a really, it is a growing relationship what we have now since around 8 years. We starting already a cooperation what is now 100% suit and fits the necessaries from the top level in the politic and also in the global situation. I only can repeat as both things, new energy and education, that are keys for a really good and development and healthy community and economy also, for sure.
Mm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for sharing the story. Yeah, you met.
Thank you.
And I would like to ask David the same. See, he may have more words about the story you met and incorporate. David, 刚刚 Michael 有聊到你们认识的一个小故事啊，就是从在那个泰国参展你们先认识，然后对，然后您邀请他来深圳啊，他就会觉得其实去深圳和回德国，那其实去深圳更方便一些，那为什么不呢？所以然后你们就互相去了对方的城市，就是有很多次的拜访。两家企业也从2016年开始合作，一直持续并且延续着。Michael 也表达了对风向标以及您团队的感谢。那您是怎么看待你们之间的这样的合作关系呢？
就像刚才 Michael 也讲到了，2016年的我们泰国参展的时候呢，当时因为我们有德国展厅还有中国展厅嘛，
是
因为德国的产品一直还是得到世界上的认同，质量比较稳定，还做得比较精致，也是工业领域的一个比较领头的位置，所以我们就在他德国展区，我们想找到一些比较好的产品嘛。后来就找到 Mike 的 Luxo 了，那么我就仔细研究他的产品。那么他的产品主要是在新能源方面，比如说氢能呀、水能啊、电能呀、太阳能啊、热能呀等等，这些产品是非常符合我们国家的新能源战略。同时呢，我们的产品呢还是比较注重职业教育的高职、中职这一块。Michael 他们产品，就 Lexola 的产品呢，它还是在中小学、小学，就是我们中国叫这个九年义务教育，它也可以使用。 所以我觉得就是我们有非常好的合作基础，而且呢就像刚才 Michael 讲的，我们两个之间谈的也非常投机，而且非常值得合作，所以这样我们就结成了一个合作的一个基础。同时呢在合作当中呢 Michael 来我们深圳，我又去了这个德莱斯顿，同时呢我们每一年有以前有一个年会，差不多有着400-500人的教师们参加的年会，200-300个学校，那 Michael 基本上
每年都来，
那每年就把他的产品进行一个推广，也是所以我也非常感谢 Michael，一个是敬业，确实跟人的合作的这种态度也非常真诚，所以我们一直走到现在合作的也非常好
谢谢 David。那就是因为你知道 Lexilo 它是一个德国产品，它进入中国市场，然后作为你们是合作伙伴嘛，但是怎么将其本土化并且融入符合中国绿色技能的开发呢？
这个产品呢它有配套的资料，包括师兄手册、学生的实习手册，还有实操手册，同时呢它翻译成了中文，所以就非常易于操作它产品是实际上它是采用了多款的插头形式，也非常适合我们中国的220伏50千瓦的这种电源，所以这个在中国使用也是非常容易方便的，而且呢也配了容易损坏的元器件，这是第二点。第三点呢在市场上呢 Lexilo 产品具有基础性和专业性，在中国呢高中以下学生认知职业的多样性，具有可持续发展、节约能源、保护环境等基本素养，认同绿色职业的这种核心价值，所以在中国是非常容易推广的。而且呢我觉得这个中国学生呢就是也非常喜欢绿色这个概念，所以呢这个产品呢也引起了中小学生还有高职类学生的非常大的兴趣，所以也比较容易推广
很受欢迎
还有就是培训的定制化方面呢，其实它也有这个职业类的，有中职、高职，那么同时它也有针对9年义务教育类的，所以它产品使用的这种广度和宽度还是非常好的
谢谢 David。Okay, Michael, I was asking David about what method does Lexilo and AFXB take in terms of localization and integration in accordance with China's green skill development into the Chinese market.So David has presented based on 4 different aspects as like first about translate the training manuals and the related documents into Chinese version. And second is about the flexible design, which Lexilo products are easy to adopt the power and repair or replace components in China. And third is Lexilo product itself is basic and professional for students. And it's very popular. In school. And number 4 is you are capable to design customized training. So what is your point of view about localization and integration while German products get into Chinese market?
I would like following Mr. David's arguments and very thankful that FXB took already the investment for the translation of the manuals, because the manuals, of course, are the key to use any technical products. Also, when any end user in a time of Apple or Huawei and so on, we take a phone and never nobody read any manual before he use the hardware. But when you use a car or when you use a big truck or something like this, or when you make solar modules together, it will be good when you know before, or when you work with power voltage, with power electricity. I give a deep advice.Please learn at first before you work with them. And for this reason, it was very important that at first FXB translate already our product, that it's a chance for adaptation. And for us, it was a very great possibility because we offer basic engineering knowledge with our products. And product range of FXB, it's for engineering knowledge than with big trainer systems. I give you an example. When I am coming first time visit FXB, or also second time when we have a springtime meeting and you coming in this big company and big room of products, and then you see professors and teachers, all the big training systems with big eyes and would like go immediately to the big products and see how it works and so on. As like children, you can say, yeah. But what our parents say at first, you need to know how it works, then you can use. Yes. So, and that is what is our focus of the products. We have hands-on experimental system to see what is the function of the technology. And how David say correct, it is the flexibility. A big car, you cannot change the battery immediately. It's a bit difficult to change from battery type A to battery type C, B, and so on. But the component, a plug and play philosophy of the Lexolar product, that is possible. And also the way how you can make demonstration and guts and knowledge. Because with many different components, what you can use together and where you have a lot of different ways to coming to the solution, what is the right solution to solve the problem. Of course, also many possibilities to make maybe not the right solution, but that is one of the key.
Yeah.
Knowledge to have no fear to make a mistake, because then you learn what is the right way. And now you're working with our products with 12 voltage. Sorry that I'm going a bit deeply in the technical specs. And with 12 voltage, you cannot make anything wrong, that it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And that is our philosophy. You're working with our products, and after then you understood how it works. And when you then working with 220 voltage, the industry components are more sure that's help, and it's not any possibilities to make wrong mistakes. Yeah, and to finalize this, it is an adaptation of the Chinese customers. The key is to make a bundle of this German solution, also this solution to working with hands-on and learning by doing activities, and then of course with the base on industry component solution of FXB, and including the translation, of course, and adaptation of the curricula, because that is the key. And how Mr. David told already, we need to bring green energy, of course, in the curriculas, because teachers have or professors have a limited time to be flexible. And normally they have very less time to be flexible. They need to be working in the frame of the curricula. And of course, we adapt our products, are possible to adapt it to different departments like electric department or automotive department, chemistry department, and so on. But it need to be more space in the curricula that professors, teachers, students have also time to use the basic knowledge and then coming to the real product and working easily with the solution what is in the market and be then also a valuable employee for the companies where they're working later for.
Thank you, Michael. You know, as Lexolar carried out the pilot work of a green vocational school with relevant vocational school and the colleges in China or worldwide?
Yeah, Lexolar working, how I told you in the beginning, since 20 years in this sector. And we are maybe not the absolutely first mover, but we are a really specialist to have so much topics of new energy technology and sustainable technology in the product range. Usually you find in the market solutions for photovoltaic and maybe wind, and that's it. But to have a focus of to all the different technology in the different levels, from STEM as a school level up to the TVET sector, and later on also the adult education, because what I expect, we would like, for example, in Europe or Germany, we would like have a big demand of necessities for educate maybe retirement people, because they maybe change the profession with 65 years from a hairdresser to a maintenance person in a checking solar modules. That is maybe a special example, but who knows, because we have just now a big demand of youth people. We have a lot of gap of well-trained, educated youth people in a professional hands-on sector. You cannot maintenance a solar module or a car when you have a background like a business manager or learning about a lot of social skills. We need engineers and major science person. And I think demand in China may be similar. And back to the projects. That is what I mean, different demands in the world. Just now, from the history where we're coming from, the Lexolar sites, we have, of course, just now more projects with youth people, schools, university and colleges around the world. I give you some example from Africa with a big project in Malawi with around 15 different vocational schools what have a deep push in a TVET sector to train them in electric education, but also textile industry. And then new energy was a very important part for the electrical department. Also countries, what you don't imagine that they are interesting for new energy, looking for solutions to bring it in education. One example, it's Pakistan or Russian spoken area. And when I remember, Russian was not famous for new energy sources. They are famous for gas and oil, for example. Mm. But they also understand we need to go in this education part to have well-educated people to have the chance of a growing industry in this sector. Mm. But of course, what is all the projects, what is the situation in China, that of course Mr. David can answer much better, because I'm not so deeply involved in the Chinese education sector like our partner.
Thank you, Michael. David, 刚 Michael 有提到说Lake Solar 的那个绿色执照的项目，它其实覆盖了很多国家，包括欧盟啊、俄系的国家以及非洲、亚洲等多个国家。那在中国的合作，他希望可以由您给大家做一个分享，可以吗？
好的，好。刚才 Michael 解释了一下国际上的合作，那么我就大体介绍一下这个 Lexolar 的产品在我们中国的推广状态。因为风向标本部呢，在中国合作有3000多所院校，包括含中职、高职还有本科类的院校。目前为止呢，我们也将广东交通职业技术学院、深圳职业技术学院、珠海培训中心等差不多20多个机构院校已经开始使用 Lexolar 的新能源汽车实验室。这当中含有氢能源驱动、电能驱动、太阳能驱动、燃料电池、各种氢能等。那么我们下一步打算呢，把 Lexolar 的产品呢逐渐推广到这个3000多所院校当中，因为它在职业院校当中目前为止还是比较认可，而且我们国家呢也专门在好多职业院校当中设立了氢能源专业，所以 Lexolar 的产品是非常匹配这个专业。那么同时呢，我们也在积极推广，把我们这个 Lexolar 产品呢推广使用到我们的9年义务教育当中。我相信这个产品在中国是有非常广的前途，而且呢，对我们中国新能源启蒙教育还有职业教育都有非常大的促进作用。
嗯，谢谢 David。那我们也知道2020年习近平主席代表中国向世界做出了2030年碳达峰、2060年碳中和的承诺，就双碳的目标下，中国将践行发展绿色经济。由此啊，就衍生出一个很普遍的担心，那就是绿色经济的发展会对传统产业的就业产生打击。您如何是看待这个担心的呢？
从我们技术角度来说，其实产品更新它是一个规律，总是有新产品更新这个老的产品。那目前为止，这个绿色经济呢，它会带来更广泛的未来就业。你比如说新能源汽车呢，它是在我们传统的汽油车上进行了改型。那么当传统的车进行了一个停止销售或者市场上逐渐消失的时候，那我们原来的这些就业的员工也积极进行组织培训，学习新能源的知识。那么我想毕竟他们原来这个行业当中的学起来还是比较容易，也非常容易转型转行。同时呢，没有进入这个行业的呢，如果感兴趣希望在这个行业就业呢，也积极参与学习参与培训，我想呢会造成很大的就业潜力，同时呢为我们的整个国家吧，这个就业市场会造成一个更好的机会吧。
嗯，
只要是你努力就有机会。
谢谢 David。So Michael, as you know, in 2020, President Xi Jinping, on behalf of China, pledged to the world carbon peak by 2030 and carbon neutral by 2060. Under the dual carbon goal, China will practice the development of green economy. So a common concern is that the development of green economy will keep the employment of traditional industries. What do you think of this concern?
Well, thank you for this interesting question. maybe some minds before, especially in China, I think one of the greatest advantages of China is the long-term thinking possibilities. That in China, you're not thinking only in decades, you think not in quarters, like sometimes in the West economies. And I'm sure President Xi Jinping will be successful with this way. But I also don't believe that it's possible to push a button and just now in the next moment you have the green hydrogen economy. It's need time. And you need people to train and to educate them. Of course, hopefully with products of FXB and Lexolar, that's need around 3 years or 4 years that they are ready, have a diploma or have a certificate to go in a job market. And then they need also have 5 to 6 years to cover a lot of practice experiments to be really valuable green collar workers with a high education level and experience to make a good job for her companies and also got a nice salary what makes them happy. But what is really sure, the green energies and sustainable technologies, that is a job machine. It creates a lot of jobs with just now actually 12 million jobs worldwide, and the International New Energy Agency expect up to 40 million jobs up to 2050. When you then maybe calculate that each job owner have also a family, then we're talking about 150, 200 million people who it depends or working in a new energy sector to have something to do with the new energy and sustainable industry sector. Of course, we're talking about numbers worldwide, but I believe the numbers also in the Chinese economy will be very significant. I don't have the numbers in China. I'm not a Chinese professor for the Chinese job market, but I know that many major players from the new energy sector are based in China. That means green energy, or how to say green collar jobs, are not typical what is important in a manufacturing area, as for example solar panel manufacturer like Schott Solar, formal Schott Solar, or Q-Cells are German companies, Aberlingli Solar, the Chinese player. You create also a job in the automotive area. You need to imagine, in past, you have a mechanical engineer. He know how to use a hammer and a screwdriver to work in a car. Watching a movie like Fast and the Furious, you see any electric cars in this movie? Not yet, yeah, but make more action and more fun. But future professionals have not a blue collar with something on and working with a hammer. They have a green collar. So, and in the area, to finalize this mind, I'm not talking also about typical industry worker. I'm also talking about urban farmers to create food close to the big cities and also know how to use this the waste of food to create energy in a very efficient way. Also big demand of maintenance to make the monitoring of all the solar power plants what we would like install in the next 20, 30 years, or windmill farms. That is so much big demand of professional workers, I believe give or will close the gap what we would like create, of course, in some traditional industries, especially in a carbon-based industry, in the oil and gas sector maybe, and also in a old automotive sector. But you see also companies in the Western like Shell or BP, British Petroleum, changed the name to Behind Petroleum to give also a deep message that they understood that the big time of oil and gas is over, and it looks like it will be faster as the major players industry believe it and saw it maybe 10 years ago. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. You mentioned about the green collar workers and millions of jobs will be created in green energy in the future. So what is Green Tibet and key competence in your opinion? What are the key competency combination that need to be addressed within the development framework?
Yeah, thank you for this question. Green Tibet and education is a combination of different knowledges and professions. Because when I'm looking around our product range, I see products what you can put it in some departments like electric department, chemistry department, power engineering department, biology or chemistry, however, but each department are connected and bounding with the picture of green technologies and sustainable technologies. And that is, in my opinion, what make one of the key advantages, not in the future, I mean just now, that people, professionals in this area can thinking a bit more interdisciplinary, not only focus maybe in one topic. I only know how electricity work. I also know how work the chemistry a bit in a battery. That's what I mean. Electric cars is a very perfect example how the knowledge changed, that you need to know, you need to be a chemistry engineer or have chemistry knowledge. You need to be have electricity knowledge, but you need, of course, also know how to work the screwdriver. It's, in my opinion, not perfect to have one. And to finalize this topic, maybe also I would like to say, Green Tibet and key competences, it's have also a very deep connection link to the main goals of United Nations. We call it the Sustainable Development Goals of United Nations, the SDGs. And in the SDGs, is 3 or 4 goals is to have green and clean energy for everybody, a value, a good education, and also a value and good job. I make a bit bigger view, sorry for that. And that is then also from the politician side, really address it, that we cover different possibilities. And in a top down, in a down segment, that is the worker, that he have then different professions in different levels of education, how I mentioned before with chemistry and electricity and also biology or power engineering skills to bring it together for his job, what he has to do.
Thank you. Thank you for your answer, Michael. David, 刚刚 Michael 就双碳目标的话题，他聊了关于绿色技能人才的培养和所需要具备的技能，以及对未来将有上千万绿色岗位增设的展望。我们也都知道啊，自从2020年以来，新冠改变了全世界。经济增长方式、人类自身安全以及人与自然的关系等重大命题越来越受到关注。您是否认为新冠疫情进一步凸显了职业教育开发数字能力和绿色技能的重要性呢？
其实这个2020年吧，疫情开始的时候呢，国家呢教育部、人社部已经通知我们相关企业推广数字教育、网络教育。那我们公司呢积极响应，从2020年3月份的时候，我们就把我们的网络课程平台全部向职业类学校开放，包括技工类学校。那么从2020年到现在，使用过我们网络平台上课的学校差不多将近上千所。因为这种通过网络传播的课程呢，有一个是避免了大家相互之间的接触，对我们抗疫是非常的有效的，同时呢也更逼真。因为我们网络传输的课程主要是这些 3D 啊、虚拟仿真啊，同时还有实操，因为实操呢也是通过网络课进行开播的，所以我们的点击量也非常大。前两天我又到那个9年义务教育的教育师，把我们这个思路进行推广，他们也非常认可这个办法，就是通过这种网络课使我们的教学更加数字化还有网络化，一个是效率非常高，而且呢确实也对我们抗疫防疫起到非常大的作用。
David， 我还想问说，关于就是绿色技能的重要性是有什么样的看法呢？
我觉得绿色技能它是非常重要的。现在全世界是用碳中和的目标嘛，那绿色技能呢，因为它是一个工程，是工程量非常大的，必须全民推广，全世界推广。 所以大家从培训开始，从技能开始，全员推广，那么我们的碳中和才有可能。
嗯，
好吧。
您认为就是说，对于绿色技能的重大意义，其实是希望全民都一起努力去做这件事情，而不仅仅只是说职业教育这一方面。嗯，
我认为教育是一个源头，教育起一个带头的作用，包括它让大家知道什么叫绿色技术。那么通过教育呢，我们习大大讲的牛鼻子嘛，抓住教育这个牛鼻子，把我们这种绿色的技术还有这绿色的概念进行全社会的推广，就全社会知道了推广了绿色技术，你才能真正达到我们碳中和还有碳排放碳减排的这个目的。
嗯，好，谢谢 David。 那 how about you Michael, do you think COVID-19 has further highlighted the importance of developing digital and green skills in vocational education?
I'm following Mr. David's opinion. Also, he, FXP and his team, development did the right way to invest more in digital competences, for sure. In general, I would like to say that COVID-19 has, of course, a very big impact for everybody worldwide. And I would like to say it was something what we call it in the economy like a black swan, that nobody what expects it, but everybody feels results worldwide and the impact in our life and in the daily activities. Of course, COVID-19 also is a catalyst for digital solution, but it is a topo for understanding that new energy and sustainable technology are necessary and open the minds much more for that. I personally believe that climate change is a much bigger challenge for everybody. It's more slowly. When you compare COVID-19, need 3 months or 6 months to go around the world. Now, since 2 years, we fight with the problems in that everywhere. And each country is a big topic in the daily news. And when you compare with the climate change, 30 to 50 years, what we have time to maybe reach the goals and reduce significant the carbon-based energy, that is then a longer time, 30 to 40 years. But in a human being time, 30, 50 years, it's not long. And for this reason, I believe more climate change is a bigger topic than COVID-19. But COVID-19 for sure also a catalyst and the turbo to push green energy solutions and also the digital skills for sure. Just now, I'm sure 5 years ago, we would like talk personally and now we have a digital meeting like this. Mm-hmm. What is not the same because I'm missing the Chinese food scent in the restaurant, but but of course it is very effective and I'm happy that we have the possibility to do it.
Thank you, Michael. 下一个问题是想要问就是 David, 就是关于技术采用它是发展新兴行业所需要技能的一个关键的驱动因素嘛。那能源行业对绿色技术的需求尤为重要尤其强烈。那对于职业教育来说就是为未来的绿色工作您认为是做好准备了吗？
就是其实这个问题呢讲的就是我们国家的职业教育的战略问题。我们国家职业教育这几年改的还是非常快的，尤其是能源这一块。差不多到目前为止我们已经有60%的高职是有这个新能源专业，80%的中职是有新能源专业，80%的技工学校是有新能源专业，所以我们这个国家在站的这新能源教育这个战略走的还是非常快的。同时呢我们教育部牵头又推广这种产教育项目，专门推广我们的新能源，为我们的新能源企业定制人才，输送人才。所以呢我觉得中国的职业教育这几年步伐还是非常快，我感觉到有足够的能力为我们新能源的产业，新能源的行业培养人才，定制人才。
谢谢 David. Another sick question for you, Michael. So it's like technology adoption is a key driver of the skills needed to develop emerging industries. And the demand for green technology is particularly strong in the energy sector. Is TVET ready for the green jobs of the future, you think?
Yeah, TVET ready for the green jobs in the future? It's your question. From my side, I would like say yes. Because we have already the tools, what are the future professionals need to have to get the skills. And we have also a huge number of companies who need qualified people. And that is two facts what is necessary to make the youth people ready in the TVET sector. Of course, the education, training and vocational institutes, they need to integrate the new skills that what we talked before about the curricular design and give more space for this topic and also this interdisciplinary thinking that it's not only focused in one department, new energy skills, connection linked to many different departments. And that means we have many possibilities to grow because products of FXB and Lexlaw, that are the tools what teachers and also trainers need for good results.
Thank you. So last question is about the vision in China. So what are the future plans for developing more cooperative projects for you?
So my personal vision, to make it simple, I want the green revolution is not something in the future. It is just now. We are just now in this revolution. It is not a revolution what is loud and with weapons. It's a nice revolution. Investment and education and training is not so big, of course, like the investment in the industry sector to change the complete economy. But this investment in education and training, that is significant and very important to be successful in a green revolution. And my personal wish, of course, I want that FXB and Black Solar would like have the possibility to be a part of this, and that we can help with the tools what we already design and develop for the market to train the people accepted and working in the institutes in the education market, because 40 million jobs are waiting for green professionals. And I want that everybody of them gets the motivation to work in this sector, because he worked before with FXB and Lexolar products in the vocational schools. And we would like force the motivation and the passion for this green technology.
Thank you very much, Michael. Yeah, thank you. David 刚对于未来中国项目的合作 Michael 其实有提到，虽然新能源领域或许不像工业领域在教育和培训方面那么大的投入，但是它也是极为重要的。那 Michael 表示对于培养绿色技能人才的愿景和信心，希望可以与风向标共同成就。那作为 Lexolar 合作伙伴的你们将在哪些领域开拓更多与中国职业院校的合作项目呢？就未来有些什么样的规划？
好的，就像刚才 Michael 讲的其实非常好，我们风向标在中国下一步的规划呢，就是第一步呢，就做好把 Lexolar 的新能源的产品体系推广到我们的职业教育体系当中去。那么同时呢，也在九年义务教育当中进行一个积极的推广和宣传，使我们新能源的概念和理念呢，在我们的职业教育当中打下一个非常好的基础。第二呢，就是其实德国的教育呢，在国际上是非常出名的，它有一个叫双月制的教育。通过 Lexolar 的产品体系，以这个产品为抓手，在我们中国的职业教育体系当中推广和发扬德国的双语制教育，那么有助于促进我们中国的职业教育的更新和提升。好吧，谢谢悠悠。
好，谢谢，非常感谢 David and Michael 的分享。 Thank you so much indeed for your sharing. That's all for our podcast today. Hope you have a pleasant time. 以上是我们今天播客的所有内容，感谢大家的收听，我们下一期再见。